Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we take a special look at the Flag Essay Contest conducted by the American Legion. Noah Nunnekoven, Alexis Klein, and Stephen Gall all read the essays that earned them a top three finish in this year's contest.
Hi, my name is Noah Nunnekoven, and my parents are Van and Lance Nunnekoven, and this is my flag essay. What the flag means to me and how to respect it. From the past to present, the flag has changed a lot. It started with 13 stars and it changed to 50 stars. And we should change how we see the flag. We should not see just a piece of cloth, but independence in service of our veterans. The white signifies purity and innocence. The red signifies hardness and valor. And the blue signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. The colors equal something greater than just the piece of a rainbow. They add up to a free nation that we are supposed to live for. When Francis Scott Key saw our flag standing in the night, he was inspired to write the national anthem. Even now, when we see the flag, we should be inspired to honor our country and veterans. If a flag is not worth keeping, ripped, or torn, do not throw it away. There is a much more respectful way to dispose of it. First, start a fire. Next, respectfully take down the flag and fold it. And carefully place the flag in the fire. Take a moment to respect the flag. Now say the Pledge of Allegiance respectfully. When the flag is completely gone, extinguish the flames so the fire is out. That is how to discard a flag respectfully. The Pledge of Allegiance is something that we need to respect. We should always have our right hand on our heart, facing the flag and standing up. Always say it respectfully and never disrespect it. The pledge is one way to show allegiance to our country. Flag plus respect equals great country for us to live in.
That was Noah Nunnekoven, the third place student from Pella Christian. Now here's Alexis Klein of Jefferson Intermediate School.
Hi, I'm Alexa Klein. My parents are Lance and Amy Klein, and this is my flag essay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. When I say those words and look at the flag, I am filled with pride for this symbol which represents our great nation. As a young child, I learned there was a star for each of the 50 states and 13 stripes for the 13 original colonies. But I often wondered why the colors red, white, and blue. I have now learned that red is for courage, white is for purity and innocence, and blue is for loyalty and fairness. Our flag is displayed at prominent places, such as the White House, the Washington Monument, and the USS Arizona Memorial. Someday, I hope to visit Old Glory at these sites. I have seen it draped over the caskets of soldiers, like my two great-grandfathers, who fought for the freedoms I enjoy today. I am reminded of the sacrifices our veterans make each Memorial Day when my family and I drive through the Avenue of Flags at the cemeteries. I pause with reverence as I stand at each of my great-grandfather's gravesite and gaze at the flag that's placed next to the tombstone to honor their service to our country. On Veterans Day, I honor my grandfather, who is a Vietnam veteran. I show my appreciation by making him a card and inviting him to my school's special program that honors veterans. Afterwards, I express my gratitude, give him a hug, and poster a picture with him that I will always cherish. Every time I see the flag at parades or athletic events, I proudly stand and place my right hand over my heart. I now have a better understanding of the strength, courage, freedom, and love of country that this patriotic symbol represents for all Americans. Thank you.
That was Alexis Klein reading her essay, and now the overall winner in the city of Pella, Stephen Gall of Jefferson Intermediate School. He'll read his essay now.
State your name.
My name is Stephen Gall. And my parents are Kevin and Aaron Gall, and this is my flag essay. My love for the flag. When I was young, my brothers, who were Boy Scouts, helped set up flags all around the square on Memorial Day. I always helped, not because of honoring our veterans, not thinking about the price paid by others, only thinking about the donut I would get for helping. The flag didn't really mean much to me. Now I know that the flag is a symbol. 13 stripes equals 13 original colonies. 50 stars equals 50 states. Thousands of stitches equals thousands of veterans, all keeping us safe. The flag should be treated with respect and honor because it stands for all of our country's successes, from the day the British surrendered and we gained our independence, to the day we set foot on the moon, and to one of our country's most solemn moments of 9/11. The flag stands for the blood shed by our veterans, so it should not be displayed tattered or torn. When I see the flag, I think about my great-grandpa's funeral. He was in the Navy during World War II. There were people from the Navy there, and he had a flag draped over his coffin. That flag is at my house, never to be unfolded. When I see the flag, I don't only think of him. I think of the freedoms, my freedoms, and everyone who fought so I could have all those freedoms I have today. I hope this paper shows you how important the flag is to me, and how I would never think about wishing that I had a different flag soaring like an eagle over my head. I'm proud of my country, proud of our hero veterans, and proud of my flag.
Once again, that was Stephen Gall, Alexis Klein, and Noah Nunnekoven, fifth grade students involved in this year's flag essay contest held by the American Legion. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.